My dog walked me through COVID into better habits. Any mention to my husband that I'm feeling stressed or sad elicits this question. Have you taken Tucker for a walk yet? Our pandemic puppy, an impulse buy, turned out to be one of my better health decisions. I would have never found the time to train a puppy if the world hadn't shut down. Tucker was alert, eager, and full of energy. Golden Doodles tend to be hyperactive well beyond the puppy phase. Once he was leash trained, I committed to walking him at least a mile every day in our wooded neighborhood. In addition to boosting my mood, this experience had some surprising health benefits that have stayed with me ever since. The bonus of outdoor exercise. I quickly realized how much I'd missed walking, especially outdoors. Physical activity done in nature decreases blood pressure, improves mood, and reduces depression more than exercising indoors. When the weather was nice, 1 mile turned into 2 and 3, and then destination hikes on regional trails. I began bringing work and my daughter's homeschool books on these outdoor adventures, socializing with neighbors. Walking Tucker also introduced me to half a dozen dog walking neighbors, a much needed boost to our social lives. My neighbors' commitments to walking their dogs, rain, sleet, or snow, helped me stay the course. Those relationships have been invaluable, especially when two neighbors lost their husbands during the pandemic and another was displaced due to a house fire. The daily dog walkers have kept one another in the loop to provide support, meals, and friendship. Epoch Times writer Kevin Shelley highlighted walking in a recent fitness roundup aimed at inspiring outdoor exercise even in winter. Moving more. As my first winter with Tucker slogged along, I wondered if I had what it took to keep my promise. Some days seemed downright dangerous with ice and snow, but Tucker was indifferent. He was depending on me. Eventually, I learned that walking my dog was even more valuable in winter when my tendency to hibernate was stronger. As Epoch Times writer Jeff Minnick wrote, "Physical exercise comes easy as sunshine in the summer." I have to agree. In the Midwest, where I live, the sun isn't exactly a daily visitor in winter. What kept me going wasn't how I felt about the daily walk, but rather my determination. I wanted to be able to look myself in the mirror and say I had fulfilled the promise, enforcing the value of habits. As the world came back online, schedule conflicts and weather forecasts started to infringe on our walks. I had to dress appropriately and, at least twice, run like mad when treacherous storms blew in. Some days were hard. However, as Epoch Times writer Leo Babauta pointed out, if we want to improve our ability to finish things, we have to wrestle with our commitment. When life gets busy, the goal becomes difficult or we get bored. Get better at commitment by practicing it regularly, he wrote. There's no doubt this is a formula for success. I walked Tucker even when COVID-19 made it to our home in 2021, and I had a fever. By then, Tucker was in his second year, and the commitment had solidified into an easy habit. Tucker is a bit less energetic now, but neither of us would dare miss the opportunity to enjoy all the benefits of our walks.